your girl, the Goddess Queen. I just wanted to get on here and talk to you. I feel like it's a while since we've had a conversation or talked about anything. And actually, I wanted to get on here and talk to you all, you know, about just fighting through and being strong. So much every day we give up. We give up. This world has been made so easy. Easy, quote unquote, for our lives that we don't actually go out and do things. We don't actually try. We don't actually give our 150% anymore, you know? People are just out here being mediocre, living their lives, and just kind of, you know, staying dormant, sitting still. They're not really doing anything, you know? And I got to thinking, you know, life is too short for all that, man. I just got a good opportunity to get another job position. And I'm going to tell y'all what that came from. I got a promotion at my job. And I still have a 9-to-5 and I do my, you know, at-home work as well because I'm trying to figure out a way to balance, you know, my heart, my soul, and my lifestyle because I actually, you know, truly do feel some kind of way at the end of the day when it comes down to actually selling my products and selling my goods for, you know, an amount that equals the quantity or, you know, what my product is worth, I guess they say. Because what I do is not something that I feel like that I should be charging for. And that's just something that I'm working on getting over throughout my business and throughout my journey, through my holistic business. It's a lot when you go on that journey. Which is why I've been focusing on my, you know, yoga career and getting everything set up with that. So, I mean, it's most definitely always a lot when it comes to, you know, getting life together, things like that. Because you never know what it is. But I think one of the biggest things is understanding where you want to go and what you want to achieve. And staying humble and grateful the whole time. This job opportunity literally came to me by a fluke. I was at my job that I'm at currently, and I was doing another position, and I love my job. I love the people that I worked with, but I wasn't making enough money, and I was overworking myself. I have arthritis. I have narcolepsy. I have a few other health issues in regards to my stomach and things of that nature. So when it comes to my life, which is why, you know, I try to live a, you know, clean life as much as I can because of all my health issues. Because, you know, at the end of the day, having all these extra things, you know, that add an obstacle, let's just say, to everyday life, you know, you try to overcompensate in other areas. So that's why I do that. But it was very interesting to me because I just didn't know what I was going to do. I had been looking for other jobs. You know, my partner was at wit's end, you know, just watching me struggle so much and, you know, having to do so much on her end, you know, and that does put a strain on a relationship. So it's definitely something that I had to think about. So, you know, I started looking into what my options were, what I could do. And I knew I wanted to find me something else that I could do. I wanted to find me another job opportunity that I could do where I was still active so I wouldn't be too tired, where it could still keep me, you know, going. And to be real, I had no idea what I was going to do. Just literally. I had no idea what I was going to do. I was putting in a lot of applications and, you know, I was getting callbacks, getting interviews, but nothing actually stuck, you know. Things kept happening to put me in situations where I just ended up not being able to take that job, or it just ended up that this job opportunity might not be the best thing for me. So, you know what, I told myself that I was going to wait for the right opportunity. And I prayed to God and I asked God, you know, I got to put this in your hands, God. I got to put this in your hands, Jesus. I don't know what to do. I don't know what I'm going to do to get to the goal that I want to achieve. I don't know what I'm going to do to get myself where I need to be. And I just need a little bit of help to get myself situated and get myself where I need to be. Because at this point, I know I can't do it by myself. And, you know, if you follow me at all, you know that I consider myself a spiritual Christian. What that means is I follow the Christian path and the Christian studies, but I also follow those on a more spiritual level, okay? So I understand those and I develop those within my spiritual lifestyle. And when you're a spiritual Christian, your focus is more so on your spiritual journey, your spiritual connection with God. I don't believe that I'm walking this walk alone. I'm not a witch. Just a God-fearing woman out here who's trying to live my life the best way that I can. Trying to live my life right with positivity and love and happiness and respect for what I know and what I love in my heart and my soul. I align myself with the Bible teachings, the Bible stories, and I try to live my life the best way I can. With that being said, I live my life in abundance. I understand that my God is a giving God. My God provides, and all I have to do is walk my life the best way I can, because one of the biggest things is that we're all sinners. Okay, get that through your head. Every human on this earth is a sinner. Okay, we have multiple sins. If you're a Christian, you understand that God sent his son to die for our sins. So if that's the case, we're not cleansed. Okay, now you have to accept God in your heart in order for that to be the case, most definitely. But once that is done, right, you're never going to be perfect. So stop trying to be perfect. Try to live your life the best way you can by what you believe in. And whatever that is, I won't judge you on that. But if you're a Christian, make sure that you align that correctly. There's a lot of misleading things that we have been given out here. And there's a lot of things that we've been taught out here. That's not the truth. It's been set up for us to live in this society. It's been set up by man and not by God. And that's one of the biggest things. We're following a lot of things that have been set up by man and not the things that have actually been set up by God and those covenants that we hold close to God and our relationship with him. And I think that's one of the biggest things, because people look at me and they can't understand why I am so blessed, or why I live the life that I live, or, you know, why God hears me and why I hear God. And you know what? It's because of my relationship. It's because of my walk. It's because of the fact that I actually had to grow a connection with God, because I understood a difference. I don't go to church every Sunday looking for sovereigns or looking for a human to set me free from the things that have been holding me down for the week and holding me back in this life, and to cleanse me of my sins, because no human can do that. No human can give me that door, that walk to God. I have to do that myself. I have to grow that connection with God myself. And that's the one thing as Christians that we miss. And that's going to be something that's very important. Also, know your word. You have to know like you know, like you know that God is going to provide for you. And that's one thing that I knew. This job was not given to me back to my job. My job was not given to me. And this is a testimony, and I want y'all to understand that. Okay? God made this happen for me. God moves things around for me, and I need y'all to understand that. Okay, this opportunity came about. We had interviews for this opportunity. Okay, when I had the interview for this opportunity, I knew I didn't get the position when I left. But it wasn't because I wasn't qualified for the position. It was because the position wasn't the right fit for me at the time, for what the hiring manager thought. And I respected her opinion, so I was okay with that. And I understood that God was putting me where he needed me to be, right? There was another coworker of mine that had the opportunity as well. It's a few of us, but another coworker of mine that went. And in my heart of hearts, knowing his situation, I wanted him to have it. In my heart of hearts, when I knew I didn't get it, he is the one that I wanted to have it. And I wish nothing but greatness. And I asked God, if, you know, if I don't get it, at least let Robert get it, which was his name. And he ended up not getting it. And that kind of hurt my feelings, because I'm like, he didn't get it, I didn't get it. I hope whoever got it, though, you know, I hope, you know, that they are grateful, you know, at the end of the day. That's all you can do. And I was just thankful for my job. I know that God's going to bring me another opportunity. I know that everything's going to be okay. I know that God is working in my life. So I was okay. Come to find out, whoever they hired, it didn't work out. And you know what my God did? My God literally moved things around for me. And he said, oh, hey, this position is yours. It was yours when you asked for it, but you weren't ready for it. So I had to wait a little bit to make sure that you were ready for it, but you're ready for it now. that called me up and told me, hey, the position that you were interested in, the person that they hired, it actually didn't work out. So they're actually interested in you. Come to find out, this is an opportunity where I get better pay and I get to learn more and have a better experience within this company. I don't have to work as hard, and I get to do something that I actually enjoy doing and get some actual work history behind something in my life that I've actually been trying to do. This job opportunity is going to open up so many doors for me to do a lot of things in the future, and I am so grateful. And that's one of the things. You got to remember to stay humble. You got to remember to stay grateful, and you got to trust in that faith. Remember, God said you only got to have a mustard seed size worth of faith. That's all you got to do.
I'm actually just a God-fearing woman out here who's trying to live my life the best way that I can.
Trying to live my life right with positivity and love and happiness and respect for what I know and what I love in my heart and my soul. I align myself with the Bible teachings and the Bible stories, and I try to live my life the best way I can. With that being said, I live my life in abundance. I understand that my God is a giving God. My God provides, and all I have to do is walk my life the best way I can, because one of the biggest things is that we're all sinners, okay? Get that through your head. Every human on this earth is a sinner, okay? We have multiple sins. If you're a Christian, you understand that God sent his son to die for our sins. So if that's the case, we're now cleansed, okay? Now, you have to accept God in your heart in order for that to be the case, most definitely. But once that is done, right, you're never going to be perfect. So stop trying to be perfect. Try to live your life the best way you can by what you believe in. And whatever that is, I won't judge you on that. But if you're a Christian, make sure that you align that correctly. There's a lot of misleading things that we have been given out here, and there's a lot of things that we've been taught out here. That's not the truth. It's been set up for us to live in this society. It's been set up by man and not by God. And that's one of the biggest things. We're following a lot of things that have been set up by man and not the things that have actually been set up by God and those covenants that we hold close to God and our relationship with him. And I think that's one of the biggest things, because people look at me and they can't understand why I am so blessed or why I live the life that I live, or, you know, why God hears me and why I hear God. And you know what? It's because of my relationship. It's because of my walk. It's because of the fact that I actually had to grow a connection with God, because I understood a difference. I don't go to church every Sunday looking for sovereigns or looking for a human to set me free from the things that have been holding me down for the week and holding me back in this life, and to cleanse me of my sins, because no human can do that. No human can give me that door, that walk to God. I have to do that myself. I have to grow that connection with God myself, and that's the one thing as Christians that we miss, and that's going to be something that's very important. Also, know your word. You have to know like you know that God is going to provide for you, and that's one thing that I knew. This job was not given to me back to my job. My job was not given to me, and this is a testimony, and I want y'all to understand that, okay? God made this happen for me. God moves things around for me, and I need y'all to understand that. Okay, this opportunity came about. We had interviews for this opportunity. Okay, when I had the interview for this opportunity, I knew I didn't get the position when I left. But it wasn't because I wasn't qualified for the position. It was because the position wasn't the right fit for me at the time, for what the hiring manager thought. And I respected her opinion, so I was okay with that. And I understood that God was putting me where he needed me to be, right? There was another coworker of mine that had the opportunity as well. It's a few of us, but another coworker of mine that went. And in my heart of hearts, knowing his situation, I wanted him to have it. In my heart of hearts, when I knew I didn't get it, he is the one that I wanted to have it. And I wished nothing but greatness. And I asked God, if I don't get it, at least let Robert get it, which was his name. And he ended up not getting it. And that kind of hurt my feelings, because I'm like, he didn't get it, I didn't get it. I hope whoever got it, though, I hope, that they are grateful, at the end of the day. That's all you can do. And I was just thankful for my job. I know that God's going to bring me another opportunity. I know that everything's going to be okay. I know that God is working in my life. So I was okay. Come to find out, whoever they hired, it didn't work out. And you know what my God did?
My God literally moved things around for me. And he said, oh, hey, this position is yours. It was yours when you asked for it, but you weren't ready for it. So I had to wait a little bit to make sure that you were ready for it, but you're ready for it now. That called me up and told me, hey, the position that you were interested in, the person that they hired, it actually didn't work out. So they're actually interested in you. Come to find out, this is an opportunity where I get better pay and I get to learn more and have a better experience within this company. I don't have to work as hard, and I get to do something that I actually enjoy doing and get some actual work history behind something in my life that I've actually been trying to do. This job opportunity is going to open up so many doors for me to do a lot of things in the future, and I am so grateful. And that's one of the things. You got to remember to stay humble. You got to remember to stay grateful, and you got to trust in that faith. Remember, God said you only got to have a mustard seed size worth of faith. That's all you got. And I know all these people are telling you things about God and what you need to know, but you are the person that needs to grow your understanding with God. You are the person that needs to grow your relationship with God. Don't go off of what anybody else tells you, because that ain't what it is. It's your journey with God. It's your connection with God. It's your understanding of the Bible verses. That's what's important. Because can't nobody tell you what really is the truth, because none of us were there. Ha! None of us were actually there, so I just wanted to tell y'all a little bit of my testimony. I'm still pushing. I go to my job today, and it's my second day on my new job. And I got so sick this morning. I'm laying on the floor in my bathroom at work, throwing up. Literally sick to my stomach. Threw up my whole breakfast, all the medicine that I had, took everything. And they're just looking at me like, are you okay? Do you need to leave? And I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna be okay. I sat there and I prayed and I asked God. I said, God, I don't know what's going on right now, Lord, but I just asked you, Jesus, if you just hold me, Lord, help me make it through this day, God, because I tell you right now, I really do need you. I said, I'm just trying to make it through this day, God, so I can make a good impression, so I can show that I'm not weak, so I can show that I'm in here and show them that I have drive. And you know what my God did? He said, you know what? I got you, baby girl. Go to the bathroom. Throw up your soul, okay? Throw up your soul. But you get up and you go in there with a smile. You go in there with positivity. You go over there with love and respect in your heart, and you do this job the way I know you can. And no matter what, if you hold on, I will keep you to the end of the day. And that's what my God did. He kept me till 3:30, and that's what I needed him to do. So don't ever think that God's not going to be there for you, because he will. You just might need to change your relationship with God, because everybody's got a love language. Everybody receives love in a certain way. You want to know how our God receives love? By you understanding and knowing and having faith in him, without having to know that he's there, without having to see him every day, without having to know that it's going to be done. Because here's the thing, you know what's going to be done. You might not see it, but you know, like you know in your heart, that it's going to be done and it's going to come at good time. So study your word, okay? Get to know your word. Get you a Bible. Get you a good Bible. And actually study your word, okay? Study your history. Understand that this all goes in together. There are tons of stories being told out here. And I need you to understand that each story is a part of this journey. Each story. We're actually going to break into a little bit more things. You know, I'm going to do a few more of these and talk about some more stuff, because I really want to open the door to the conversation, you know, and the learning and diving in and truly understanding what this thing is. Because one of the things that I'm starting to notice is when you do your research in history and you align everything, history aligns with the Bible. Y'all just not paying attention because y'all don't want to believe certain things and y'all don't want to take certain things, right? But then we have a whole account of something that we believe is true, right? Then we have something, a whole account of something else that is a little hard for us to understand in this capacity, in this world, in this understanding, in this form of human. And because of that, we ixnay that. It can't be real. That's not the truth. If you truly take a look at your Greek history, I'll give you one. If you truly take a look at your Greek and your Egyptian history, your Greek, Egyptian, and your Hindu history, you will notice that these all align with the stories and the information in the Bible. It all aligns. It all aligns. One of the things that we will talk about next, where we're going to dive into next, is the next video that I want to do for you guys is we're going to talk about the Greek mythology, right? Understanding the Greek mythology and how it ties into our Bible. Because one of the biggest things is Greek mythology ties directly into our Bible. Okay? And it's very funny that we as Christians don't align ourselves or understand that. But when you start paying attention to the alignments, it makes you closer in your journey and your walk. Because one of the things that you will realize and understand, you know, I'll hit on the small thing, is the deities that are explained in Greek philosophy and Greek culture, if you read your Bible, it aligns with the fallen angels. Okay? So the Greek gods and goddesses, all these stories, the Hindu gods and goddesses and things of that nature, these are the angels that came down to earth, as we call them, the fallen angels that came down to earth, that were cast out, okay, and were sent down to heaven here. Some left voluntarily, okay, and they came down here. They started creating worlds, creating people, creating things, and God's creation that was never supposed to be. Not in that capacity. Which is why in the Bible we have the story of the Nephilim. If you don't know about the Nephilim or the Nephilim in the Bible are the children of the fallen angels. Okay? And the children of the fallen angels are the giants and cyclops that are created. There are also other half-human deity things that are made. The reason why these are made is because these fallen angels are coming down and they are having sexual encounters with the humans, which is not supposed to be. They're disguising themselves of animals, different animals and things of that nature, and coming down and making babies with women, okay? And this is what creates the Nephilim, okay? This creates the giants as we know it. This is what creates the Titans, as we are told in Greek mythology and Greek history. This is what creates the nymphs. This is what creates the fairies. This is what creates the leprechauns. The world that we can't see, the mythical world that we can't see, that's no longer here. This is what created all of that. Now, where did all of that go? Where did all of that go? Well, there was a flood, guys. When God saw the Nephilim, what did he do, guys? When God saw the destruction that was going on the earth. And did you ever try to figure out what the destruction or what the confusion was going on earth? Why he was so mad? Why he had to flood the earth? Because his angels had came down here and started making things and creating things that were never supposed to be. That he did not align to actually happen this way. And that's why he decided to do what he did. That's why he decided to cleanse this earth and start anew. He said, because I can't have this happen. I can't have it continue to happen. So that's just a little small intro to what we're going to be talking about and some of the things that we're going to be getting into, because I really want to dive deep into some of the things that a lot of people run away from. A lot of people don't understand, and that's one of the things that you have to do. You've got to dig into your history, into your Bible, and become a Renaissance person. You have to become a forever learner and understand that that's what this journey is about, acquiring the information, the knowledge that you need to live this life the best way that you can. So I just wanted to talk to you all about my testimony and my journey and let you know that it can be done. It will be done. And all you have to do is trust and believe. Trust and know that God has got your back, because he does. And when it comes down to the simple fact of it, you are the creator of this journey. And the reason why you're the creator of this journey is because God gave us free will. So as much as he's here, he gave us free will. One of the best ways that I can give you the understanding that we have free will is in the Bible. If you go back to Genesis and read your Bible, when God, okay, when Adam and Eve eat from the tree of knowledge, the tree of good and evil, their eyes are then opened and they now know that they are naked, okay? When God comes to find Adam, he wants to come talk to Adam. He goes to find Adam. Adam and Eve are hiding from God. And God's like, Adam, why do you hide from me? What's going on? What's wrong? Why are you hiding from me? He said, God, I'm naked. I don't have no clothes on. That's why I'm hiding from you. I'm embarrassed. I don't want you to see me like this. God said, what do you mean, Adam? How do you know that you don't have on clothes? Right there in that scripture, it lets you know that God did not know that Adam had eaten from the tree of good and evil. God did not know that Adam had taken a bite of that apple, because Adam had free will and God wasn't there at the time. He didn't know. Think about it as like a TV. God wasn't tuned into that station. Think about in the Bible when they talk about the Hebrews going on their journey. Okay? To God forgot about them while they were on their journey. It's not that he forgot about them. It was just so much going on, you know? And he said, he actually did forget about him. And he said, I'm sorry that I forgot about y'all. My bad. So those right there are two instances that let you know that we have free will in this world. So we have the ability to make our own paths to a certain extent. God gives you two roads. Which one do you follow? And that's what it comes down to. All right? So you all just, you know, stay with me here. We're growing. We're learning. We're going to dive deep into some stuff, okay? And I'm going to tell y'all right now, I'm real, okay? So I'm going to be comfy. I'm going to be me. So don't expect me to be dolled up. Don't expect me to be pretty. Don't expect me to be doing all this, because that's not what this is about. This is about the information. This is about you learning, you getting the information and understanding what this life journey is about so that you can live a full life of abundance within this world. Live a life that's blessed and highly favored, okay? And in the name of God, I love you all. And for anybody out there that needs it, I ask that God covers you. I ask that God helps you find your way. And I ask that if there are any questions that you have, God helps you find the answer. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Namaste. Ashe. Join me next time. It's going to be great stuff. I love you all. I thank you all for listening to my testimony, and I hope that this inspires somebody to dig a little bit deeper in their life. Have a great night and a wonderful week, y'all.